If you remember Act 2 for the duet, remember Act 3 of Ballo for the two arias with which it begins. Renato realizes he has been betrayed. Not surprisingly, Amelia's assurances that while she is in love with Ricardo, she has not technically committed a sin with him, do little to improve Renato's mood. Renato tells his wife she will die for her betrayal. Amelia accepts this verdict, morrò, I will die, asking only that she be allowed to say goodbye to her son. The second aria is Renato's response, expressing his realization that it is not his wife who is most at fault, but the friend whom he trusted. Eri tu, it was you, che macchiavi quell'anima, who stained her soul.
Sul mio seno brillava succede che il
Renato receives the two lead conspirators, Sam and Tom, who are skeptical of the secretary's offer to join their plot against the governor. Renato is only able to convince them he is serious by offering his own son as hostage. Renato, Sam, and Tom all want to be the actual assassin, but they at last agree to draw lots. Without telling her why she is doing it, Renato forces Amelia to draw one name from a vase. She draws Renato. When Oscar arrives with invitations to the masked ball, the conspirators realize that the governor has played into their hands. Using the anonymity provided by their disguises, they will have their revenge. When Oscar blabs excitedly about the coming party, the conspirators agree that their watchword shall be death. Ricardo has had time to think after his narrow escape, and left alone in his study, he decides that he will not betray his best friend. Renato will be sent back to England with Amelia. Oscar delivers an anonymous note warning Renato of the coming attempt on his life, but the governor ignores it. The opera takes its name from the final scene, in which the governor is throwing a masked ball. The real site of the assassination of King Gustavus III of Sweden was just such a ball, at no less a place than the Royal Opera House in Stockholm, which the king had built to accommodate his new Royal Swedish Opera. Gustavus III, like Napoleon III, was an opera fan, and both were at the opera when the famous attempts on their lives were made. So you cannot really blame Gustavus III's son, who succeeded his father as Gustavus IV, for thinking that the opera was a bad place for a king. He shut down his father's opera house, and that was that. In the final scene, the conspirators discover that there is a flaw in their plan. They don't know what Ricardo is wearing, so they can't recognize him. Oscar knows, and Renato finally persuades him to tell the secretary. When Amelia recognizes Ricardo, she warns him to flee for his life, but Ricardo once again refuses to take precautions. As Ricardo is explaining to Amelia his plan to send her and her husband back to England, Renato approaches and stabs Ricardo. Several things in the opera differ from the real assassination of the Swedish king. For starters, Gustavus III didn't die, at least not immediately. He survived for another 2 weeks, until an infection in the wound did him in. Also, he was killed with a gun, not a knife, a prop that many productions of the opera prefer. Opera being apparently more fatal than real life, Ricardo is slipping away quickly. He assures Renato that Amelia was always faithful to him. So as the curtain falls, we hear Renato adding his own anguished voice to those of Ricardo's loyal subjects, mourning his death.
Grazie a ognuno, signora qui sono, tutti
grande che ne sono. Ah!